What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, you look at Mighty Fly in this t-shirt. What's this all about?
Man, this t-shirt, you know, it's us. This is who we are. I'm glad you didn't poke me this time, by the way. But here, check this out. So these t-shirts are only $20, or even better, if you get 10 people to like our page on Facebook, we'll send you a shirt for free.
Or Instagram, or Twitter.
Ooh, I like that. Or Instagram. How about all of the above? Let's do it all. But check this out. So the shirts, once you buy them for $20, if you like to purchase them, we're giving all proceeds, every single penny. We're losing money, guys. That's what you all need to understand. We are losing money to give these shirts away, to donate the money that we're getting to nonprofit organizations. The three nonprofit organizations that we're gonna give money to are the Positive Tomorrows, RAIN, which is for sexual assault, and the last one is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This is one of the coolest things you can do, one of the most positive things you can do right now, because there aren't too many positive things around you if you're watching the news. But in all reality, I mean, it's something cool that we decided we wanted to do as a team, and we're trying to push these. So if you know somebody that wants a shirt, talk to them. If you know somebody that wants to give back, talk to them. Let them know what's going on. Send them our way. Tell them to like our page, and then we might just send you a shirt. Tu sabes?
Tu sabes. I like how you laugh every time I do Spanish.
My bad, man. My bad. I apologize.
People have always told me I get the little accent thing going.
A little bit, man.
So, but here's the most important part. You have to email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com with the people that you know that have liked and followed, and send us your old address. We will send you a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. In case this is your first time tuning into The Positive Truth, we are an uplifting and positive news podcast. We do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Friday, we talk about an issue, facts about it, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. That's what we're doing today. It is visual and audio on the Friday episodes, and on Monday, Wednesday, The Positive News is only on audio. Where are we at? Where can they find us at, Tim?
They can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast. You can find us on Instagram at The Positive Truth. I was about to say Snapchat. I was actually in talk with somebody about Snapchat. They're like, hey, you guys should have a Snapchat.
So pretty sure we do have a Snapchat.
We just don't use it?
It's being run by the manager who cannot be and shall not be named.
Interesting. Might get on that a little bit more. Well, we got YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. You guys can also find us at The Positive Truth.
And if you got through this long intro, we're glad for your patience. Tim, what are we talking about today?
Patience.
Absolutely. Learning patience and using it in your life. Why is this topic an issue?
Patience, man. There's a lot of impatient people out there.
I mean, it makes sense though, right? We got instant messaging, fast food, high-speed internet. Why do I have to be patient for? If I want a TV show, I can just go on Netflix and find it. If I want to watch YouTube videos, right there. Why I gotta be patient?
You're absolutely right. Why do you have to be patient?
Don't flip this back on me. Because no. Patience is the companion of wisdom. Anything that's worth having in life isn't going to be easy. It's not going to come real quick. So you can eat fast food every single day. Probably not the best thing for your long-term health. Probably not the healthiest. You can sit on the couch all day, or you can get in better shape by going to the gym every single day.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different ways.
Because things in your life don't go as planned. You're going to fail, and you're going to be scared. You're going to be confused. And if you don't have patience, you're just going to give up. That's not a good thing.
Indubitably.
Tim, what is patience?
The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Now, I'm a very impatient person. I used to have a little bit of patience when I was younger, but I noticed trust me, I'm very, very impatient now. Like when I was younger, I promise you, man, I feel like I just didn't care. You know what I mean? But now as an adult, I want everything now. Like now. Like if I don't get it now, I'm getting angry. I'm getting upset. And doing this research on this, man, I'm like, I had to think about my life a little bit, how much being impatient affects my life.
How does it affect your life?
Me, on a personal level, I'm very, very angry. I'm hot-tempered. I don't get as much sleep. I get stressed a lot easier. It starts to affect my health almost, to be honest with you. And my immune system's already weak as it is. And the fact that it's weak, and then when I'm impatient and I'm causing all this stress to my body, it makes things worse. I don't like that at all, man. I'm not about causing physical harm, so I gotta figure some ways to become patient.
So, since, you know, you're married, happily married, is patience in your personal life, patience at work, and being patient in a relationship, are those completely different things for you? Is it easier to be more patient in one than it is in the other?
Oh, for sure. With a wife, it's super easy to be patient. One, because obviously the respect I have for her, and if I'm not patient with her, getting that 1-2 combo.
I was about to say she'll put the hands on you, right?
She really will hit me.
We do not condone violence. That was a joke.
I knew this. Back to reality. Yeah, she'll put that 1-2 combo on me. She might even give me that 3, but I'm definitely a lot more patient with her. But at work, oh man, I can lose it in an instance. And I know we've all been there. We work in the same business, so we know how it is working with some people that just should probably stayed at home that day, you know? it causes you to become impatient.
Or they're taking out their impatient on you.
Exactly. And I mean, it's just so frustrating dealing with it at work versus with the wife. And then let's talk about coaching-wise, like my passion. Super patient there. Like, no issue. Like, that's just the norm. You know what I mean? With the wife, it's a little bit harder, but it's there for sure. And at work, what's patience? You know what I mean? So, different parts of my life, different parts of my day.
Tell the people what you do for a job, in case it's their first time tuning in.
Oh, I'm a hustler. No, I'm just kidding. I work as a server. I'm also a coach at a high school. Do this podcast with my good old friend here, and that's about it. That's about
Indubitably.
It. Indubitably.
Okay. So you want to focus on basically why people aren't patient?
Yeah, let's focus on it, man. JP?
I was setting you up.
Okay, my bad. I was going down. Well, let's talk about some reasons why people aren't impatient real quick. If you are an impatient person, like most people, then you might wonder how can some people be patient, right? Or how can some wait for something for a year, not get frustrated, not get upset, but then at the exact same time, I'm over here getting upset after 2 minutes of waiting for some roles at work. That's where we all have to understand we're all impatient people. You know, like you said earlier, society is set up for us to be impatient in all reality. We have fast food, we have everything quick. I mean, if our internet isn't fast enough, we're
losing our minds.
Exactly. Do you remember the dial-up days? Where,
I don't like to think about torture.
Well, exactly. I mean, like you said, society has set us up to become impatient. And that's something where we need to take a step back, because it's not good for you. Ultimately, it's not good for your health, and it's not good for others.
I mean, just another thing about patience is, like, nothing really comes easy. So if you want to be the best at something, it's just going to take time. Like, a long time. So look at, like, people you look up to. You only see the tip of the iceberg. Like, you see them being successful in whatever they're doing, whether it's an athlete or some sort of other entertainer or your parent or someone's some sort of career. You just see the successful part. You don't see the mundane things they did for years before they got there. And that takes patience. If you want to really achieve something, it's going to take a long time.
Anything worth having is worth being patient for.
Exactly. And if you're in something like a relationship, that's for life. And if you're not patient, it's never going to work out.
100%.
So how can we focus on helping people be more patient in their life?
I mean, everybody's different, so we're all going to have different ways. I do have a few ways. Like, one is to increase your tolerance. Teach yourself how to stand irritation, like traffic jams or bad weather. Many, many other life situations can help you do this training every day. The more you stay in control under such pressures, the more you'll become patient.
So focus on your mindset whenever you're being impatient.
Indubitably.
So, like, you get mad at work. When you get home, you should be like, why did I get so impatient there? Why did I get so angry?
Exactly. You got to pay attention to your mood. really have to pay attention to how you're feeling, because I know for me, if I'm hungry, I'm definitely impatient. If I'm hot, I'm definitely impatient. If I'm sleepy, I may not care. So, I mean, you definitely have to pay attention to your mood. Be conscious about how you feel, because at the end of the day, you don't want to snap at somebody because you were being impatient. Like you said already, anything worth having is worth being patient for.
And you, like, another way you can change your mindset, instead of thinking about how things must or should happen, think about like what can happen. Because what happens when you say must or should, like this should be happening, this must be happening, this should be happening, it's just gonna unfulfill the expectations. They're just going to like tear you apart. Like, I'm 30 years old. I should have been married by now. I should have had this kind of job. I should have done this. Like, that's not a good mind state. So whenever you do fail, it's going to make you more angry, more irritable. Like, this must be happening. Why is this happening? Like, I'm at work. This is supposed to be happening. This is supposed to be happening. This is supposed to be happening. If you focus like this must happen, when it doesn't happen, it's just going to tear you apart.
Agreed. Well, my number two on here is write a plan and follow it. For me, as a kid, I had a journal because I was a bad little kid, you know, just mad all the time. And
I don't think having a journal...
It helped me, though.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. Having a journal helped me big time because I was able to write down my day. And I started realizing as I got older, writing things down, like, it tires me out because I write so hard. And my arm just... And I'll write a page real quick. It's sloppy, obviously. I mean, I'm a guy, too, on top of that. Do you have good handwriting, by the way?
Okay.
Side
men,
story.
Men can have good penmanship, and no, I do not.
All right. Well, writing definitely, it helps. Writing down a plan, setting some goals, and then following through with it, it helps you stay organized. Somebody like me, unorganized like crazy, when I actually get to write stuff down, it helps big time. So the best thing in the world is to write something down, like a plan, and then getting it done. It feels amazing. But being patient at the exact same time is where that plan gets finished, where you can accomplish that plan. So
what the writing down is, it's positive self-talk.
Exactly.
So that's another thing you can do, is just don't say negative things to yourself. Positivity. If you don't like writing things out, you can meditate.
Mm.
Which, Tim, you...
Man. Meditation is key. I have a funny patient story. About 2 weeks ago, I was at work and there for 15 minutes, man, before I lost it. Just straight lost it. Like, I went off on somebody I should not have went off on. And when I say went off, I yelled for a second. And then 15 minutes later, I felt terrible. Went to her, I apologized. We cried it out, hugged, and all that good stuff. But what I'm saying is about this story. Me being impatient in that 1 second, it was like 15 minutes, man. I walked in 15 minutes and I snapped. Ruined that girl's whole entire day. Ruined my whole entire day. Ruined her day because she said I hurt her feelings. Ruined my day because I knew I hurt her feelings. You know what I mean? We cannot take our frustrations out on other people because we're being impatient.
Absolutely.
It just reminded me about...
So if you would have walked into work and had a little bit of positive self-talk and like, I know I'm probably gonna get my patients tested today. Mentally prepare for it before you go in.
Mm-hmm.
You think you would have avoided that situation?
I would have avoided that situation. You know what I did? I went outside, then I went into the closet. I meditated for a good 3 minutes.
You had time to meditate for 3 minutes at work?
Man, that argument was bad.
Wow.
I had to get away, man. I had to get away. I definitely meditated for about 3 minutes. I got my thoughts together. I was just, all right, let me go in here and handle this like an adult. So yeah, meditation definitely works.
Here's another way to do positive self-talk. Remember, the patience only gives you the advantage. The person that's cool and patient is almost always going to have an advantage over someone that's irritable and quick to anger. In every aspect of your life, work, personal relationships, personal goals, always. You don't want to be the person that's easily snapping, because no benefit to it.
Absolutely.
And this is kind of off topic, but at this point, everyone knows who Jesus Christ is, right? Regardless if you believe in the whole Christianity thing, like, the young man had some patience, right? He didn't start doing anything until he was 30, and then he was dead 3 years later, and he's probably one of the most impactful people ever. That's patience. Because I know, like, I struggle in my life. I'm like almost 30 now, and I'm still not where I want to be. But you just, like, so sometimes I go into work, it's the same thing. It's like I'm dealing with, like, ridiculousness. I know I went into work a couple of days ago, and I'm closing, so because I'm a server too, and I had to, like, assign back work. And you close with someone, they're like, I already did it. And I'm like, okay. I did the exact same thing. He's like, I already did. He started, like, wigging out, and I was like, dog, don't do that. Like, I had to tell him, like, hey, man, like, for real, don't do that. He just kept on going. I just didn't talk to this dude, like, the whole shift. Because, like, I don't want to be, I feel like I should be somewhere else in my life. And now that I have to come in and deal with this petty stuff, it's really making me impatient. It's like, I recognize that. Just don't talk. Don't look at me. Don't say anything to me. But that's a lot better than me being like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, for sure. You could have handled that, like, way worse than not talking to that guy. And that's definitely a good way to handle it, by not talking to him. Because obviously, you could feel your blood boiling, and that's not where you need to be. I definitely...
Like, patience, there's no downside to it. But at a certain point, like, patience becomes cowardice. Like, if you're in a personal relationship and you're always compromising, you're always being patient, then it becomes cowardness, whatever.
Being
cowardly.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
But, so, like, if you feel like you want to argue with someone, stop, think about it. Be like, is this worth fighting for? And if it's yes, like, I feel like we need to argue over this. Anger isn't always a bad thing. Be like, yeah. Hey man, I'm tired of this. You need to change X, Y, B. You know, X, Y, and Z, A, B, C, whatever. You need to change everything. And if they aren't willing to change, you need to get out of there. You did everything you could. You were patient with them. You try to talk about it. But
so what we're getting at this whole entire conversation is being impatient, a lot of negative things. Being patient, a lot of positivity in all aspects of your life.
Absolutely.
From your biggest goals and dreams to going into work to
making your wife happy.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many different things that being patient helps, but being impatient, like, just
another thing to think about is, like, so you get all red lights. Like, whenever you get angry, just stop and think, does this really matter in the grand scheme of life? Like,
hey, do you remember any, like, red lights you got frustrated about?
Yeah, maybe anytime I'm running late, because I'm hardly ever late.
I'm always late, so that's normal to me. Yeah, well, there we go.
I'm just saying, like, in the grand scheme, like, is this worth me getting angry over? Just have that thought. If you take anything away from this podcast, like, is this worth me getting angry over? And if it is, handle it appropriately. If not, just be like, chill. It's better in the long run. Less stress. All of that.
I hear you.
Do you have a quote for us, Tim?
I do, man. And this quote goes exactly what you were just saying. One moment of patience may ward off great disaster. One moment of impatience may ruin a whole life.
I mean, that's the truth, man.
Is it really worth it? Is that red light worth it?
People get shot over road rage.
Indubitably.
Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we will do how to procrastinate less. Why'd you shudder, Tim?
I mean, you know why you looked at me.
In the meantime, on Monday, we've got some uplifting and positive news for you. Make sure to email us and let us know if you want a free t-shirt. You get us 10 followers, 10 likes on the Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Or YouTube. Yes, ooh, YouTube.
I like YouTube.
Until then, stay patient. We'll be back on Monday.
Stay positive.